For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hi,
what's
Curtis.
Hopping, Greg.
Hi, Wiggy. Wiggy, how you doing?
Ah, man, I am beautiful.
Okay, excellent. I'm working on my mic technique. Ken got an official complaint yesterday from somebody because of the new microphones here in the studio.
Oh, really?
Which one has to remain close to and practically on top of. So
how'd that call go?
It was sent via email. And so I'm going to try not to, I guess, I don't know. You would know better than I, or those that are up early and watching the show every day on Twitch or YouTube would know better than I. Am I constantly moving my head around or something? And if so, should I try to keep my head perfectly still and in front of the microphone during the entire broadcast?
I don't think that is humanly possible. Like, we all talk and we have to move. I think you just have to grip the mic, solid grip, and then move it with you as you go, like you're a performer. Right.
Just talk, well, only talk sports right into here.
Okay.
So just, you know, Red Sox rained out, played two today. Your thoughts, McGee?
Well, wise decision by the Boston Red Sox to move that game to today. And that means that Chad Tracy will move the timing of his appearance on this show this morning until 9:30. So heads up on that. But we'll talk to Chad Tracy and we'll talk about the what some are calling the Tracy turnaround with Chad Tracy at 9:30 on today's show. I mean, I was a fan of Morgan's magic, Joe Morgan, obviously. I don't know if I like Tracy's turnaround.
No.
What do you want? What do you give that grade wise? Is that a B? Is that
C plus?
Yeah, C plus? Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably go C plus.
We could do better.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's also, it's a great turnaround, but you don't want to get the name. I don't think they called it. Did they call it Morgan Magic in real time, or was that after?
I think they were in real time. I would be the only one in the room who would remember. I think they were calling it. That in real time, but Joe Morgan had famously been working as like a snowplow driver or something for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts prior,
good money.
Wow. prior to being named the manager of the Boston Red Sox. So,
and it was Walpole, right? He was from
Yes, he was. He was from Walpole.
And he was like 100 years old. Whereas Chad Tracy's like 35 or 40.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Chad Tracy is like, we talked about this briefly yesterday, but he could be looking to do the same thing that his father did with the Rockies, which is take over a team midseason, get them to a wild card spot, and then be named the manager of the year, which happened to his dad in 2009.
That's
pretty cool. So, and you'll get game one today at 1:35 and then game two this evening. So, and the Red Sox, as I think everybody is well aware, hoping to, in game number one today, hoping to tie the franchise record when it comes to consecutive wins. And then, God willing, hoping to break it with game number two this evening. So,
Is anybody going to blame the weather, like if they do lose today, that like they were on a heater?
It could be. I mean, it's definitely a jinx, a potential jinx scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll definitely blame it and go, they were rolling and this stupid weather had to, you know, put them on pause for a minute. But I think most people will be relatively happy as long as they win one of the two games. I know everybody wants them to kind of go after that record, but I think we're in a position now, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, where I think fans are like, all right, it's not, you know, whether or not they win. It's kind of like, all right, they're going to lose one, but what do they do after they lose one of those games? What does it look like after that? Did they lose one and then they win two or three in a row, or do they lose one and that leads into a 3-4 game losing streak? So I think that's where I am, is like more so what happened. What are you going to do after your loss?
I'm assuming during they said it, we will get to Garrett Crochet, who caused a little bit of concern yesterday when he spoke about whether he will pitch again this season or not for the Boston Red Sox. So that is hanging like the clouds that are hanging over all of us out there this morning. That is a bit of a cloud that is hanging over the Boston Red Sox.
It is so weird, too, because if you go back to the original comments from Garrett Crochet when he went on the IL, it was, I want to get ahead of this. I don't want this to become an issue, so I'm going to take a rest now, and then down the line, everything should be okay. And literally, he is done for the year. I don't know whether he's going to have surgery. I have no idea whether lat is just you need to rest it.
Okay, so he's done so?
I mean, yeah, he's not going to be.
I'm like, do you hear anything that goes on? Okay. All right. Why don't you wait until we get to the audio?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I am, of all the injuries this year outside of the Roman Anthony one, the Garrett Crochet initial conversation, not from the team doctor. This wasn't the organization putting a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
The initial timeline that Garrett Crochet had compared to what it's actually been has been jarring. But, you know, honestly, Breslow's done a phenomenal job building up the depth of that rotation, mm-hmm. building up the pitching right. depth. Like, mm-hmm. they haven't missed Garrett Crochet.
No.
And Alex Cora said he was the most important player on the roster when we met with him in Fort Myers.
He would have been like icing on your cake if you did get him back. That's kind of like the way I looked at it, all like the cherry on top of the sundae. You had done a really good job with your rotation. But this goes back to the point that you made yesterday that I agree with you now even more so on, is that come trade deadline, you should be looking for another starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Well, some of the Roman stands have been reaching out and sharing the comment that Garrett Crochet made yesterday when he was asked about why he hasn't been in the dugout during the win streak. And he was talking about his schedule and about he is working to get his treatment in and to not interfere with everybody else who is getting their treatment. So that is why he is getting his treatment done during the games as opposed to being in the dugout. So there are some that are trying to validate the teeny tiny little space at Fenway Park as being the reason why Roman Anthony was sent to Florida. Because
is he getting it in Florida or is he getting it in Boston?
They're suggesting that even Garrett Crochet can't get in there. It's so small.
Oh, wow.
It's like one guy, they have to wait for one guy to leave before another guy can go in and get training. That's how small it is over there at Fenway Park.
I think you'd knock down a wall or something and expand. I know a couple guys that can come in and help with it.
If you want to do that, you have to go and get a building permit and you have to go and get all that kind of stuff, Wiggy. You don't necessarily have to do that
as long as you keep it on the wraps, you know?
I don't think the Red Sox have an issue getting permits. And starting pitchers have always been different. Like, everyday players in baseball are around. Starting pitchers, they go golfing 4 days, they pitch one day. Like, when they're around or not, it's very different, I think.
Hmm. All right. Well, Patriots rookies have reported all but one. And we can talk about that situation this morning on the show. And I don't know when or if Gabe Akis is ever going to show up for work and how much it's going to cost the New England Patriots to get him there. And I don't know whether Mike Vrabel cares or not. But interesting,
I would think
really.
He would care a lot, right?
I mean, has there been a second rounder who has held out for this long or has guy never signed with his team in recent memory? Shime, you're the professor. You would remember it.
Not that I can recall. There were a couple second round picks last year that fought for money but got the money before camp even started.
But I also don't think the second round picks do surgery on their own without telling anybody.
That's a big thing, I think, Curtis. You're right.
It's the injury guarantee. He screwed himself over by not being transparent with the injury, and now he wants the team to guarantee injuries against his salary against injuries.
Right.
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
So I think it's an impasse. But the next time
did you inform Odyssey about your dental work?
I did not.
Okay.
But it looks great.
Yes. Okay.
No, I did not. Ken, by the way, we'll get to it. He sent me a text last night with great ideas for my weather. He wants to rename my weather segment.
Oh, he does.
All right.
We'll workshop those.
Did you tell him mind your own beeswax?
I got it this morning, and I really wanted to say that, but I said he's probably not going to wake up for a while.
Okay.
The reality of the Patriots entering this camp is, I don't understand why if you're Gabe Backus, if you're sitting
Backus,
if you're at home, you screwed up.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The onus is on you. Like, I always defend the player because of guaranteed money, but you made a decision that ran counter to what was in the best interest of yourself and the team. So now you can't sit here and demand that they negotiate in good faith when you haven't conducted your own business in good faith. So, and the second part of this is, the next time somebody says, I don't want to trade a second round pick for a known commodity, like, just bring this up. Like,
yeah.
Every year, like, oh, I wouldn't give a second for that guy. Like, no, yes, you would.
Right.
Like, yeah.
What? How many second round picks turn out to be studs? One out of every three or four?
Yeah.
So, like,
it seems like it's early, but it seems like he's going to negotiate his way right out of the NFL, which is a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, it's just.
This is your option. So you might want to figure out a way to meet in the middle with the Patriots. I think they're right about their concern, because if you're not informing them or you're being sketchy when it comes to an injury and then a surgery that you had, then the team has every right to try to cover themselves off and cover their investment in some way.
Yeah.
So
I wonder how he was able to pull that one off. Like, you know, because the NFL, they go back to like when you were in fifth grade, it seems like, and they turn over every single rock and talk to every single person. And just maybe the fact that you missed this injury or this surgery, or like you weren't aware of this before you drafted him.
Especially considering the relationship they have as an organization with his head coach and Brett Bielema.
Like, right.
This isn't somebody that would. You would presume that the head coach of Illinois would be like, hey, he's had this nagging injury or whatever. Like, the fact that nobody was aware of it.
The only thing I could think of, and for it to go under the radar, is it wasn't something that he did during the season where he went to the training staff because he was dealing with this. And maybe this was something that happened as he's preparing for his combine and his pro day, and he's not really, he's with his own, you know, people training, and something happens, and then the agent, the people that he's paying to train him, say, hey, we'll keep this on the wraps, and that's how maybe nobody knows about it. But you're right. If this happens at Illinois, he goes into the training room, this is documented, and then you would think the relationship that the Patriots have with Brett Bielema, say, hey, you know, what's his medical history like? Oh, well, he tweaked his knee in week four and been getting treatment on it, that kind of thing.
You give this a quick look before you draft him.
Right.
All right. Well, we are going to get leads going momentarily. And then at 7:15, they said it. And I mentioned that Garrett Crochet has spoken about whether he will pitch or not again this season. We will hear what he said. We will hear what Perk said about the still pending decision from LeBron James and other things during They Said It. News with Scheim coming up at 8. We'll get Hill Notes in early at 9:20, and then we will talk Tracy's turnaround with Chad Tracy, the interim manager of the Boston Red Sox, at 9:30 on today's show. And we will be back for you in exactly 2 minutes, no longer, on the Greg Hill Show.
For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
We are going to get leads going momentarily during the break on the Subaru of New England text line about whether Cam Newton will be joining the show, since he unfortunately received a pink slip yesterday from ESPN. I don't know that we have the budget. I know Cam Newton reworked his deal and was extended just a year ago by ESPN. He seemed very happy about that, Wiggy, when we talked to him at the Super Bowl, but
then he went against Stephen A. Smith.
things change quickly. They ESPN ended up letting a lot of what seemed like really good people and people who've been there for a long time go yesterday.
Yeah, so. Awful. And I'm sure a ton of people behind the scenes down there.
Right.
And, it's crazy to me. So ESPN and NFL Network merged.
Mm-hmm.
It was an equity deal. And there was a bunch of redundancy when you bring in an entire NFL network into an organization that has a fully staffed NFL newsroom, reporters, analysts, everything. And I actually thought Portnoy had an interesting tweet about this, where I don't know how accurate it is. I've never worked for Barstool. I don't know their business. But he said that this is why he lets guys like McAfee leave
mm-hmm.
after offering them what he thinks is a fair value so that he can retain the rest of the people, whereas ESPN has become incredibly top-heavy.
Mm. Yeah.
So they have McAfee, they have Stephen A. Smith.
They got to be able to pay McAfee all that money they try.
Right. Yeah. And so now, like, a guy like Carl Ravitch, who is from Needham, one of the most respected guys in the industry, who's out of a job.
No loyalty. 30-plus years? God.
Dang. And he finds out online. And I know it's always, like, if you get broken up with, it sucks. So it's always how you got broken up with. But if you're an organization that has any credibility or any ability to bring in decent people, you don't do that to a guy like Carl Ravitch.
No, you think you have a boss that would just
or
say...
Or even Ryan Clark, the way that we talked about yesterday. Yeah. What a disaster.
But I told you, I feel like with that was done intentionally, the Carl Ravitch situation. I would think he must have like a boss there who would say, hey, Kyle, come into the office and we need to talk, and then kind of that way. But yeah, I guess, you know, when they're talking about giving McAfee $60 million a year, they got to make sure they can get as much money as they can.
Well, we deal with that here with you.
Yeah, okay.
And your salary.
Yeah, I wish. Believe me, I wish.
Unfortunately. Yeah. We are, by the way.
I'm looking for another job. I'm trying to have two jobs.
Really?
At nighttime.
Oh, you want to get one? Want us to get you one this morning on the show? What are you looking for?
Maybe some security?
Hold on a second. Because this is going to interfere with getting right to leads. But mm-hmm. I'm interested in this. Security, like.
Nighttime.
A nighttime security gig.
Yeah.
Do you want it at a sporting venue? Do you want it at concerts?
Centerfolds?
Do you want to be at a bank? Do you want to be like, Curtis said, do you want to be kicking guys kicking dudes off a pervert row who can't control themselves?
No, like, I don't want to be a bouncer. I want to be like private security.
Private security for like a celebrity.
Yeah, somebody comes in, you know, or like a big tech person. Yeah.
Walk around, you have your earbud in all the time.
Hey, we're cool over here. Just check the front lawn. Everything's good to go.
I would contact the Four Seasons and the Ritz by the Common. That's where all the teams stay mm-hmm. when they come to town and say, hey, I'm here for hire.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one thing that we will try to do this morning. Is get Wiggy a second job. We're locked in and loaded for tomorrow night in Connecticut. Bonus roadshow. And I got the pregame all set because of a listener who went, I mentioned him yesterday, and he went out of his way the whole day yesterday to set everything up. So I'm hoping that you Connecticut people who are constantly declaring that I don't like you because we haven't had a full road show in Connecticut yet, will show up and show out tomorrow night. We're going to be at the Andrea, which is in Westerly, Rhode Island, literally 20 minutes from Foxwoods. So, and it's a place on the water. It's the food they say is great. The drinks are great. They have Corvus down there, so Ty will be happy. And so that is pregame tomorrow night. I think we'll be there by about 6:30 after Scheim gets 47 holes in as a warm-up to get ready for the match 2 on Friday
morning. That's too many, Greg. I don't want to tire myself out.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a hard-o move, getting a practice round in.
What?
I
brought it up the other day. You guys said it was fine, so I'm going to get my practice round in.
It's fine. It's fine, but it's a hard-o move.
Of course, I've never played before. You've played before. Yeah,
It's a dumb radio. It's a dumb radio match. Like, you don't need to get a practice round
in. You saw what I did last time. I need some form of redemption. Sure. I cannot get 5-0'd again.
It's not going to help. Nothing is going to help.
You never know.
I got somebody texting in who's a member down there who's going to join us on Friday morning at the club. And is suggesting that both of us will lose a dozen eggs during the 9 holes that we play on Friday morning.
No way.
There's a lot of trouble on that course on Lake of Isles. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I would also say that, especially like as someone who sucks at golf, the better you think you are, the worse you play.
Mm.
So the second you think you have the mental component of golf figured out in any capacity, it kicks you in the nuts.
Oh, always.
So I just show up
and play.
Don't even go to the prep. Maybe swing twice and then get out there because you have no expectations, so you're looser.
John's got to walk the greens, kind of see how it lies.
He's going to see how they roll.
Yeah, I really do. Greens are so different, man.
Yeah.
Got to check the sand pits out. I know I'll be in there.
Undulations.
How the wind blows.
Did you say the sand pits?
Yeah, what?
Sand traps is what we call them in the game of golf.
It's a pit.
I thought a high handicapper over here. Well, we are. Listen, who has the advantage? For those who might want to wager, who has the advantage when it comes to walking? We're walking the course for caddies. So I might say normally that's Scheim because he has an age advantage. However, I just walked 22,000 steps at the Boston Golf Club nearly 3 or 4 days ago, and I was fine.
Yeah.
So that could be fine.
Advantage you, though, because you do always talk about how you walk every morning.
Correct.
Old so Sean never talks about how much he walks.
Okay, so that's my advantage.
So I would say advantage you. Youth would be advantage Sean.
Yes, he has the clear advantage on youth.
Right.
He has the clear advantage when it comes to the young guys can step up there and they are driving for distance. I am driving for accuracy.
Right.
So I've lost a couple of yards when it comes to length. Save that. Who do you think
is in better physical shape?
Me or Scheim?
Yeah. Like if you had a doctor come in and do like a full physical, who do you think? Obviously, Scheim's younger, so he's more spry.
But Greg walks every Scheim. How much do you walk a workout?
I walk the dog every day, and I work out probably like once or twice a week.
Well, Greg walks probably, the dog every day.
Probably like once or twice a week, maybe, kind of.
Do you pick things up and put them down?
Yes, I pick things up and put them down.
Figure this one out. Be very difficult.
In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that Scheim is a mall walker. At one point, you were walking the malls.
Right? I do love a good mall
walk.
Was
that during the pandemic?
It was during the pandemic. Right. It was when malls were empty.
Right. Was that to Sarku of Japan and then back to the car?
I did Chick-fil-A and then back to the car, Curtis.
I love that chicken teriyaki, though.
Oh, so good.
All right. Well, we cannot wait to see you, and I hope that you will be there. I want to thank everybody at Lake of Isles, the Foxwoods course for they're doing an unbelievable job setting everything up. Weather's going to be beautiful. We're going to do the show right from the first tee on the North Course, and they have beverages and they have food and all of that stuff. So it's summer. Nobody works on Fridays anyway. Please join us a bonus road show in Connecticut. Foxwoods, and the night before tomorrow night we will be at the Andrea with you at Westerly, Rhode Island. So all right, when we return shortly, we will get today's leads underway from the Catcher's Law Injury Attorneys Studios. No fee unless you win. Sox were wisely not willing to ride that storm out last night, and so they will play two today, and it is a 1:35 first pitch this afternoon. Boston Red Sox looking to equal the franchise record for wins. That would be 15 today in the first one, and then break that record with 16 in the second. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will talk about that with Chad Tracy, the interim manager of the Boston Red Sox, who will join us at 9:30 on today's show. Scheim, great one from The Who. That is Won't Get Fooled Again. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. And Subaru summer is finally here. You can get details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I got a text during the break, and then I see a brief discussion going on currently in the Twitch chat about it. So let me address this. Text during the break said, "Greg, love the show. Are you going to Sirius XM?" And then in the Twitch chat, a question about if we are going to be on Sirius XM, will the Twitch chat, YouTube, etc., have to go away? The answer is yes. But we're not going off the radio. This radio program, this radio station will be available on SiriusXM starting September 1st.
All right.
With its own dedicated channel.
Yes, which is very exciting. Very, very exciting. Just another way that you can listen to us. You can listen to us via the radio that Marconi invented. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can listen. You can stream us at WEEI.com. You can listen to us on the iHeart app. You can listen to us on Spotify. Now, starting September 1st, you will be able to listen to us on SiriusXM. And that will have no effect on Twitch or on YouTube. So you people, those of you who get up every morning, turn this show on so you can see Curtis and Wiggy and Shime. You are fine. You're all set. Shime, your lead this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. So I might have found Wiggy's new favorite NFL coach, but he also might be the first coach fired this year. Nick Sirianni has changed up the way in which he does things over with the Philadelphia Eagles. One of the things he did this offseason was he was utilizing ChatGPT and AI in order to help him come up with plans and ways in which to talk to his team, speeches, to still get around his major details of tough detail together, his same kind of themes, but he wanted some different ways to go about it. So he was utilizing ChatGPT, which I know Wiki does for a lot of his Breslow questions. Good job, Wiggs.
Appreciate it.
He was also focusing a lot on team chemistry, from bowling outings to basketball games.
Rich will stand by the pizza party, as Rich Keefe loves a good pizza party. So don't forget the pizza party.
That's a great decision. Yeah. My question for the room is, does this just simply spell the end for Nick Sirianni, or will you see more coaches talk about how they utilize AI in order to prepare their speeches for their teams?
Well, it was revealed accidentally. Are you going to share the memo and the?
Oh, this is part of the story that I didn't have.
Okay, so it was revealed in an email that he sent to the fellas, which was basically saying, "Hey guys, it was great." I'm paraphrasing here, but great reviewing film today, and we got to focus. And then at the bottom of it, he included a message to ChatGPT, which basically said, "Hey, chat, can you make this more motivational, and can you figure out a way in which I can communicate with the fellas?" Or however he did it. So, I mean, I don't know. If you're a head coach in the NFL, you ought to be able to send a motivational email without requiring AI to pump it up and make it better for you.
And I will say this. I have been critical of Bill Belichick in the past occasionally. In a million years, Bill Belichick would never trust technology to put together a pregame speech.
Right.
And he is far better for it.
Well, the fact that it's one thing if you're like, all right, help me with some ideas to,
ask ChatGPT to enhance, help you with ideas.
No. Enhance, things that we could do. But
you rely on it.
I like ChatGPT.
I know you do.
I was against it.
No, you were never against it. You and Shime embraced the robots immediately.
Well, no. Initially, I was like, why do people use that?
It's every time you use it, you're wasting 50 gallons of water. Do you care about our planet?
Global warming? Ever heard of it?
You don't care about our planet.
Well, I care if the weather's going to stay warmer, so if I got to waste more water.
Does it concern you at all that there are multiple lawsuits? Another one was just filed by a family who says that I'm assuming that they'll be able to prove it, that their child basically killed themselves because ChatGPT told them to.
Yeah, like, I don't know about that one, man.
All right, maybe I shouldn't say ChatGPT. AI, artificial intelligence, told them to.
Yeah, I think the motivational speech part of it like that, I don't really think you should even need to have ideas, or you should be like asking ChatGPT. But there are other things that I think ChatGPT can help you with if you're trying to, look at certain things. And I use it. I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. Greg, you got to get with the technology, man. It's 2026. You're going to get left behind.
I'm able to. You know what I do?
What do you do?
When we're having Chad Tracy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I sit for an hour at home the night before and come up with questions that I might want to ask.
Well, I come up with my
Chad
own
Tracy.
Questions.
No, but you, I do. No, you don't. You but, already
bro,
told
I do. No, I use ChatGPT, and I come up with my own stuff, but I also use ChatGPT to help me, You know, because I put the question in my own words, but I also come up with...
No, ChatGPT is coming up with the question, then you put it in your own words.
No, no, ChatGPT comes up with the question, but then I can't just read it verbatim.
Oh my God.
That won't sound like me, so then I use what ChatGPT to put my own words.
Right, you're not, as a human being, you are not doing the actual intellectual labor. Like, you're allowing artificial intelligence
I'm utilizing artificial intelligence. So you don't have the same question over and over. Some of cool things that you could say, oh, I wouldn't have thought about that. As I'm thinking about that, I like that. Now I just put it in my own words.
Did chat give you questions for Chad today? For the chat with Chad today?
No.
Okay, you haven't done that yet.
No.
But I have
my own questions, and then I always go, I always have ChatGPT say, here are 10, and I look. I say, oh, I like this one better than mine.
I see.
That's what producers do.
I have a question.
You're on television. Most people say, have a producer say, oh, this would be a good idea. And you say, you know what?
Well, that's television.
It's still radio if you have the ability to have it. That's how great players become great players. They utilize what other people do to get ahead.
As Bill Belichick would say, do business is being done.
That's it.
I would also add, though, Wiggy, does it concern you that if you're asking Breslow a question from a computer, it's kind of like a computer asking a computer a question?
No, I feel like if it comes from a computer, I'm more likely to get a better answer from him.
Because it's his language.
Yeah. He speaks that computer language.
You know, oftentimes the answer that it gives you is the incorrect one.
But I don't ask it for answers.
And people don't even know that.
Yeah, but I don't ask it for answers. I just say, hey, Red Sox are on a heater. Give me 10 questions for the manager, Chad Tracy, they've been playing so well. And then it'll spit out 10, and I'll be like, oh, I like three of those, and then I add them with my other two, and I'm like, all right, cool.
So you take the one-sentence question that they give you and somehow turn it into four or five sentences.
No.
Sometimes
I take that one sentence, I'll be like, oh, it should be a little bit more there.
Right.
We need more verbose.
I learned from Howard Stern, brother, the best when it comes to asking questions.
Amen.
He's the best. We didn't learn from him.
Well, listening to him.
Yes.
So technically, yes, I did learn from him.
But Greg, I am so on your side with this, though. The beginning of this Athletic story on Nick Sirianni, as it pertains to Shime's lead, he said, quote, he asked Chet, quote, give me a great, relentless effort, true sports story, unquote. How about the irony of asking for a story about effort while giving no effort and not just pursuing that on your own?
Yeah.
Like, use your own brain.
Well, you learn something while you're doing it. Like, while you, in the pursuit of intellectual challenge, you're actually learning something while you're, as opposed to allowing artificial intelligence to do it all for you. But
so clearly you guys never heard of work smarter, not harder.
Also, you've never heard of teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime,
but that's also because he's just using it wrong. If he had just asked for stories and then you like read the stories and learned about it and then wrote his own speech, that'd be fine. It's just maximizing the time you have by minimizing the amount of research you need to do.
When somebody sends you an email, well, actually you don't pay it, that you think meetings are a waste of time and you don't pay attention to any emails.
I pay attention to every email because that way meetings are a waste of time.
When someone sends you an email, can't you tell automatically if they have allowed ChatGPT to write it for them? I can.
Nobody writes me long enough emails to have it done by ChatGPT.
This sounds like a good segment.
And I'll say this to Shime. The great thing about ChatGPT and AI is when you get there, useless emails, there's a summary at the top which you don't have. You can go right to the summary and it tells
you. Does it in the text messages now, Wiggs. Have you seen that?
Like, no, I haven't seen that one.
If you're in like a group chat and there's been multiple texts sent, like, it'll show up before you even click into the group chat with like a quick summary on what's been said so far.
Listen, somebody in the Twitch chat says, Greg, everybody uses it. And I know that. I understand that this is old man take, but that's okay. I am trying to be the one lone voice in the wilderness. And I'm trying to use that voice to speak directly into my microphone so Ken doesn't get a complaint email.
When you get nice and close like that, it sounds pretty sexy.
Sounds pretty good, right? All right. We are going to continue with more leads.
For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It's next. You can text us with your thoughts at any moment. And during the break, 617-TEXT on the Subaru of New England text line, which reads, Wiggy, Greg knows technology. He was an early adapter of the metaverse. And yes, I was.
There you go.
I was. And by the way, still have a piece of property available, and it is priced to sell in the metaverse.
Yeah, I want to live in the metaverse.
Yes. What goes first, McDonough's place at the St. Regis or your metaverse?
You should ask ChatGPT if it was smart to get to the metaverse.
I should do that. Now, listen, let me ask you this. All of your questions are written by ChatGPT.
Yep.
We learned that.
Yeah.
What's the point then, just to play this out and to have an intellectual debate on the show?
Okay.
What's the point of having you here if ChatGPT can just come up with all the questions and then ask them?
Well,
wouldn't some sort of a bean counter? Bean counter working in the top floors of this company go, hey, wait a minute. Why do we need the human when we can just press a button and ChatGPT can ask Chad Tracy a question?
You could do that, but ChatGPT wouldn't have came up with the question of, do you, Alex Cora, feel confident that you're not on the hot seat? Because ChatGPT comes
you don't really
up
have, you don't really have an answer for
I just gave it to you. Yeah, no. They come up with the safe questions. And ChatGPT don't have the personality that I have. So
no,
let's be honest, Craig.
What separates Wiggy is how he reads the question in his own personal spice.
That's what it is.
My thing though is, I don't understand, Greg, the sensitivity, whether it's the work from home crowd or the ChatGPT crowd, where it's these attacks like skater.
Well, they feel guilty because they know that
Girl Sherry says that I don't use ChatGPT because I can, quote, afford to lose my job.
Oh.
And that you and I are just putting our heads in the sand because you have your own show. No understanding of how you got your own show,
right.
Like it was handed to you.
Right.
The reality is you, Skater Girl Sherry, and anybody else that is using this technology, as you alluded to, are only setting up your own demise.
Mm.
If you rely on technology to do your job, eventually technology will just do your job.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to understand. I understand the realities of, like, you're going out to dinner and you want to say, you know, hey, Siri or ChatGPT, where can I, you know, what's the best Italian place in mm-hmm. Phoenix? But in terms of the actual process of doing the work that you do, then the more you rely on technology, the less
it's
important
research.
You are.
But ChatGPT is really research, right? So it's not doing
research.
No, it's not doing that person's job. They utilize it to maybe research certain things. They utilize it for the ability to maybe get things done quicker so they can do more at their job.
No. They say rather than sit down and compose an email themselves, think about it, put the effort in. They just have ChatGPT write it for them.
But that's one thing, though. That's
that
an
is
email.
One thing.
But
yeah,
that's
wait,
an email.
Wait, what's the other? What's
well,
your other? What's your other example?
But there's other parts.
You only use it for one thing.
No, but there's other parts.
What do you use it for?
I just told you. I use it for questions for questions.
Yes. We know that. What else?
And I use it for maybe trying to get some ideas. Like so, for example, for my lead, I'll say, "Hey, ChatGPT." Tell me
what should my lead be?
No. So here's my lead is soccer in the World Cup was amazing. Give me the highest rated World Cup in America for viewers for the World Cup. And ChatGPT will say, hey, here is how the order is. 2026 did
Wiggy,
almost.
That's Google. Like,
what ChatGPT is.
Yeah, but it synthesizes the data. We know Breville's a big synthesizer
because
of data.
Because guess
guy.
What happened? And Google, you know what Google does? They give you a bunch of different links that you have to click onto. And that ChatGPT, right. It summarizes.
It's the effort involved in clicking on the links that you're saying.
No, it's not the effort. ChatGPT puts it in order.
So Martellus Bennett did this great. He was on with Nick Wright a couple years ago, and he was asked about like the differences between the quarterbacks he played with.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically cited how Brady got up in front before the AFC title game against the Steelers and said something personal about all 53 players on the team.
Okay.
And how it resonated. If you are Nick Sirianni and you're saying, give me inspirational quotes to give or give me something important to say to the team, the entire what drives human emotion, what mm-hmm. drives performance, as you can attest,
uh-huh.
is when somebody connects with you on a level that makes you get to another level where
right.
it challenges you. If you're just Googling or typing something into a platform where it's regurgitating an answer.
But if you regurgitate it, that's one thing. But all in their life.
But
and
you should know somebody that does something inspirational
but
in their life.
But I'm talking about maybe they want to, you know, the whole, they want to take it to another level.
What's the other level?
I don't know. What's what's the name of that book? The Art of War, for example. And they want to go to another level and they say, hey, give me something inspirational from that book. And then Nick Sirianni gets it, and then he's reading. He's like, oh, this is pretty cool. Here's how I can use what I've learned from here to relate it to my team. So it's an easier way to maybe have to. Greg's used to going in, getting an encyclopedia or what the hell were those books called when we were growing up?
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Was that what they were? You go in and have to look through a million different books where now ChatGPT is able to help you with that.
Yeah. I love this debate. Because there are some people who are infuriated by it and say Curtis and I are idiots and we're olds and we don't get it. And that we were in the 90s, we were probably suggesting that the internet was going to take everybody's job. And who knows? Maybe
Y2K.
We were.
Are we Y2K compliant?
I absolutely love the debate. And it can be ongoing because
I love it.
It's, it is... It's It's very intriguing. So it started because of Shime's lead, in which Nick Sirianni was caught using ChatGPT to pump up motivationally his email to the players. So that is how the debate started. I am here for it all morning. We have got to take a quick break. By quick, I mean 2 minutes. 2 minutes only. And then back with more leads on the Greg Hill Show at what station are we on, ChatGPT? Oh, WEEI. Okay, we'll be right back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.